Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot.
Better make your ass come on top.
I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio on this beautiful Tuesday. It's your man, Father Time, rolling solo, as usual. What's up, Lickstow?
What's up,
though?
How you doing?
I'm all right. You sound like you're a little down today. What's going on?
I'm cool.
Slow motion. You all right?
Yep.
Slow
yep.
motion?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm lovely. Loving life.
It's
the best I know
it.
How. Where you been the last couple weeks?
Listening.
Really?
I was on when you all had the Excited Avengers on.
Yeah, I know. You know, usually on every week. Been missing
I know. I've been listening. Where I haven't been talking because I'm going through some things.
You going through some things?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. I'm having some difficulties over here. My damn shit ain't working. What's happening, Janine?
Hello, how are you?
Just cooling, chilling. Actually, I'm relaxing. About to let Lickstow tell me her problems. I got to put my Dr. Phil hat on right quick. Hold on, Lickstow.
I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to do it.
Put my, all right, hold on. I got my Dr. Phil hat on. Got my Oprah House shoes on. All right.
Mm-mm.
So, So when did you start feeling like this?
I'm not going there. Let's talk about some show shit.
This is show shit.
No, it's not.
You trying to get people to...
That's my personal shit, and I'm not going there on this show.
Ain't nobody gonna hear it but us.
And the fucking
we ain't gonna tell nobody.
And the 12, 13, 14,000 listeners y'all got, I'm good.
It'd be just between us.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell nobody, right?
What's happening, girl?
Mm-hmm. She ain't going to tell nobody. I'm not going to tell nobody.
But I'm not going there, so I'm not going to tell nobody.
All right, I ain't mad at you. What's up with you, Janine? How you been doing? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. Somebody had asked me something today.
What?
About Steve Harvey. And we know, you know, he write all these books. He's been writing books, and he got the movies, and, you know, Think Like a Man, all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard he on his third marriage.
Right.
So is it that he feel like, well, okay, I got the experience and can tell people what they should or should not do, or should people really be listening to him when you just been married three times?
I think you should listen to him.
You think so? I mean, because people look at it different ways. People look at it different ways, though. Like, you didn't have two failed marriages. So why should somebody be listening at you about relationships?
Because he know. Hence, two failed marriages.
He know how not to stay together. But you
I mean,
know
he
what?
Can tell you where he
somebody,
fucked up at.
No, but that's not what his thing is. His thing is what the women should do.
Mm-hmm.
His thing is not telling you about a male standpoint. His thing is telling you about a man's standpoint on what a woman should do. It's not telling you about a man's standpoint on how a man is or what a man should do.
Or none of his fault on why his marriage is ended. You see what I'm saying? As if, I mean, it's just like
it was all the
know,
lady's fault.
Yeah, like, I guess it was both the women's fault or something.
It might have been.
It
Steve like his Steve like his ex cooked softly. She cooked his eggs too damn hard. He like his egg soft. Scrambled soft with cheese. She forgot the cheese, so he kicked her ass to the curb. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
I mean, that just goes to, I mean, to me, that just goes to why listen to anybody if that's the case on your relationship.
I don't think you should listen to any and everybody. But
mm-hmm.
I think you should listen to people that have that experience what you're going through because they know.
Well,
you know, that's just like me.
I think you should listen to the bits and pieces that pertain to your situation.
And I think that's the difference between men and women. See, men think, it seems like men think when our friends and everybody, you know, they come talking to us about our relationship and stuff like that. Like, we just listen to everything they say. I think as a woman, we know what's wrong with our relationship. We don't need nobody to tell us that. So it's like when people say things to us, we only picking up those bits and pieces that really relate to how we already feeling anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I don't know. Did I explain that right? That's what I said.
I'm confused.
It's just like if our friend comes to us and be like, "Girl, you need to leave him. He beating on you and all this and that." And then she say something else about he did something else. You know, he not good to the kids. The one that you feel like you struggling with already in your mind is the one you picking up on from her. Now, if you feel like I ain't saying to her about the kids because she a good father, but you know he whooping your ass, you're going to pick up on the he whooping my ass piece. And that's the one, that's the piece you're going to take from her. You see what I mean?
Well, that's men and women. Men and women do
you
that.
You think so? Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. Men do that shit too. We don't give a fuck about none you're talking about until it pertains to us. Something
okay.
that we can relate to.
Until it pertains, right, to the situation that you're dealing with, like whatever you're particularly going through. Because, I mean, hell, I'm not going to sit up here and say that I listen to any motherfucking body about relationship advice per se. Whether they be on TV, they be doctors, or they be my girlfriend or coworkers or whomever. I feel like, okay, if I told you what's going on in my relationship and you have something sound to tell me about it, I'm not going to necessarily follow your advice, but I will take heed. Like, I'll, you know what I'm saying? I'll take the bits and pieces that make sense.
Well, but
and
it
then
also
I'm
going to
rework
on...
it in my own damn way, in my own situation, because, okay, a motherfucker is beating on you, but you start doing stupid shit when you drink. So that's when he starts, you know what I'm saying? You're not, people don't always tell you the whole story. All they telling you is, my man whoops my ass. But they're not telling you why, you know what I'm saying, their man is whooping their ass. It's not just, I do everything I'm supposed to do. I cook, I clean, I fuck like I'm supposed to, and he still whoops on my ass. Most of the time, that's not how it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, she been fucking up. She might have a little liquor in her, or she might have a little Dr. Phil in her, and she started running off at the mouth. That made him go upside her head, but she don't tell you that part. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you take the bits and pieces of information from whomever that relates to what exactly you're going through. Because, I mean, shit, if I'm not telling you the whole story, then you can't possibly give me sound advice completely.
And my thing is this, too. If you know the person you with, like, I'm not a follower, okay? I'm not a follower.
Right.
So if somebody says something to me, and, hey, I pick up the bits and pieces that I choose to pick up, that's because I was having those thoughts anyway. So
right.
What I don't like is people that, you know, when your guy or something comes to you and is like, oh, you listening at this bitch, and she telling you what to do. Hey, nobody tell you, should know me. There's nobody telling me what to do. These were my thoughts already. I don't think people realize that. That be our thought process already.
Stop lying.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, sorry about that. Had to run a little late. About time. What's happening, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Well, yeah. What we talking about? I hear the creative juices flowing.
I mean, you late, so you should have got chimed in. You just busting in on my while I'm talking. How rude!
I still think this is Sin City Radio.
Oh, shit. Look, you said this is his goddamn show.
You get chimed in like everybody else when you're late.
But let me just say this.
About 2 minutes ago. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt anybody.
Okay. But I think it goes back to who you getting the information from. You know what I mean? Because you shouldn't listen to everybody. They're just like, okay, I have a daughter, and then you don't have any kids, but you telling me how to raise my kid. How the fuck does that work? You have no experience. So why would I even listen to you?
But that kind of
Steve Harvey
to what
has experience.
No, Steve Harvey, okay, I'm not going to say he don't have experience, but at the same time, his experience is not that of a 30, 40, 50-year marriage. His experience
can I understand any of this? Can anybody fill me in? I asked the first time.
Janine's
question, she had a question posed to her that Steve Harvey is on his third marriage right now, and is steadily trying to give out relationship information or relationship advice. So the question that was posed to her is, should people listen to him, given that he's had two failed marriages?
Hell no. He's a jackass.
Exactly.
Who the fuck listens to a comedian? When the fuck did he get a PhD in how to that think like a man shit, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life.
It may be
and
dumb, but
thing,
this shit's on the New York bestseller list.
I understand.
It's on the New York bestseller list. So
okay,
a lot of motherfuckers like
book,
it.
Okay, just
because
it's
a lot of
on the bestseller,
buy
I mean, do you think that's
doesn't
best?
Mean that he's giving out the best information. It just means that
right.
a lot of people felt that was just a name. That's just like Jordan being on a shoe. You know what I'm saying? If that's just a name. That don't
right.
mean,
I mean
that the advice he's giving out is sound.
Right, and I got to agree with that. I just don't think, I mean, I'm not going to listen to nobody tell me shit. Not about mine.
And my thing is, like I said, with Steve Harvey, his thing is he's telling people, he's telling ladies how they should act. He's not necessarily saying what his.
What did
you
do? That's the question. What did you do
right.
in your failed marriage? How about write a book?
To make a thing go bad.
Exactly.
I agree. I mean, you cannot. I mean, okay. First of all, let's just go with this. Think like a man. Why would you? You're not a man. There's no way. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, and this is some real shit that I really believe, and in my heart of hearts, I really believe. I can try to understand your thought process. I can try to understand. You know what you're saying to me and how you're saying it, but I can never think like you. I don't even have the capability in me. What is that noise?
I don't know. We thought it was you, late guy.
Mind me.
What noise?
You know,
I don't hear
anything. Somebody trying to put a fence up or some shit.
Right. You don't hear all that noise?
I don't hear nothing.
Okay.
That's because it's you trying to build a fence.
Right. It must have been them walking through. Like I said, I mean, there's no way in hell I can think like you. I can't. I don't have the hormones. I don't have any of that in me to think like you. There's no way I can. Now I can try to understand your thought process, but there's no way on this earth I can think like you. Because there's a lot of things that you may say to me that I mean I might say yeah okay, but in the back of my mind I'm like, how the fuck did you come to that conclusion? And I don't care how much logic you give me, how much shit you say to me, I'm still sitting there. I might be like, yeah, all right, yeah, I do understand. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't understand the shit you say it.
Well, and see, if Steve Harvey was doing his job the way he should, that would be something that he would say. That would be something that he would tell his public, his readers, his viewers. Men, we hear what you're saying, but we don't fully comprehend that shit. We do what we got to do to get to the next step.
Now, I agree. Now, I heard you saying something, Janine. You were saying something about listening to people. What was that part?
I said a lot of people, when people are talking to them about their problems and stuff like that, you really only picking up the bits and pieces of their advice. That you feel pertains to you. You see, your friend might come at you and say, your man ain't no good father. But if you know he a good father, you like, you don't pay no attention to that. But if you fighting, you know, if he fights you all the time or something like that, yeah, you going to discuss that with her because in your mind, you know y'all have that issue. It's not like people feeding this to their friends. It's something that you already know is going on in your relationship already.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I heard you say that, you know, whether it's male or female, be like, well, you listening to that bitch or you listening to that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Here's my thing about that, what you just said. I wouldn't have to feel that way if you brought it up to me before your friend brought it up. I mean, if you bringing it to me after your friend, then yeah, I'm gonna think that. But if you saying this is the way you already felt, why I'm just not hearing about it?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. It took your friend to bring that out of you?
Chances are, I've already tried to express how I was feeling to you, but like you said, you hear
it's
what
hard
I'm saying.
To say. It's like y'all don't understand what we be trying to tell you. Because when you try to say it in a way, that's, you know, you still trying to be cordial not to start an argument. But it's like things just don't get through. I don't know. You know, you try to explain it as best you can, but it just doesn't get through to your partner, the other person you're with.
Well, I mean, I can understand that, but now, here, like I said, once again, my point is, like, okay, let's just say, for instance, you don't like that I drink. Okay, let's just say, but I'm drinking. And, I mean, no, you pretty much don't like the way that I drink. And then all of a sudden, you know, the friend come over and be like, oh, Karen drinks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, you like, oh, I mean, could you please stop drinking so much? Now my thing is, okay, you ain't said shit to me to the point where I need to stop drinking, but as soon as she say something, now granted, like you said, it might have been something you already thinking, but if you ain't said it to me, I mean, sometimes, you know what, everything don't hurt our feelings, you know? I mean, if you could say something to me, if you the person that love me, and you say something to me, and it's like, okay, we know what we doing, just like you know what you doing. You know if you doing something wrong. Now, to me, it's like how you package it. If you come to me like, look, Cass, you drinking too much, you know? I mean, bottom line is you drink, but I know you saying this to me out of love, like you don't want to see nothing happen to me. But now you come to me after Tasha then said, I couldn't be with him. Ooh, look how he act when he get to drinking.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take the defense.
You think that would be the first time she said something to you, though, seriously?
I mean, okay, it's not, like I said, I'm not saying you per se, but women have a tendency of saying that, okay, if I say something to him like this, he's not going to listen. If I say something like to that. We're not that sensitive. I mean, if this is your man, your dude, your motherfucker, your nigga, whatever you want to call him, if this is him, he knows what he's doing. And if he say,
okay.
I mean, he might say something, you know, he might, but if you come to him, you know what? It everything don't have to be packaged in an attitude. Everything ain't got to wait till it gets to its boiling point for you to say something. If you say something before it gets to its boiling point, then, yeah, I have a tendency to try to listen to you. Like, you know what? And a lot of times you will hear, yeah, you right. You right. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that everybody got a skeleton too in their closet. Everybody got a demon that they trying to work on. But, you know, it's just like a motherfucker. If you sitting there telling me I'm doing something that's wrong and it's like that you coming to me and I can see the sincerity in your face, I'm not going to sit there and be like, bitch, get away from me. You right. You absolutely right.
I got to say something. Maybe you, and I'm not talking about you, okay, per se. But a lot of the times, okay, you went to the liquor store that first time. You got, let's just say, a six-pack and a half pint, all right? Now, you knocked that six-pack and that half pint, but your partner was there, okay? So basically, you only had three beers and a quarter pint, all right? I can live with that, right? All right, but now you go back to the liquor store, and it's just you. And now you get two beers and another half pint, but it's just you. So now I know that you, you know, say, okay, so in total that's five beers and a pint of liquor that you've consumed by yourself. Now, you hurt. You done knocked that. Now you're going to the liquor store again. When you say, babe, I'm about to go to the store, I'm like, ugh, okay? But that didn't faze you. You go back, and this time you only get a beer and a shot. All right, so you come back to the crib, and you knock that. Now, you heard me sigh. You heard me, you know what I'm saying? You heard that, okay, in my voice, or you saw that look that I gave you, but you disregarded it. And this is every day, every other day that you're doing this, and it's the same thing. So it's not that I never said nothing to you. I might have never said, maybe I think you drink too much. But every third time you go to the liquor store and I give you that look, I mean, it's there.
Okay, but it's now there. Can I say something to you? If I'm going to the liquor store like that, I got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Not going to help my problem. Your okay. Time, cause I'm, you know what? Now, let me finish now. Because I'm just going by what you just said. By the time that you get that third side, I'm buzzing. I'm not even thinking about what you said. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not even thinking about you. I'm thinking because, I mean, I'm just being real. If I went to the liquor store three times in one day, I got an issue. I got a serious issue. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but I got a problem.
And so, I mean, we're not going to come to you every day nagging either, because then we looked at it as we nagging all the time. But I'm sure we're going to say something like, you know what, that's just too much alcohol.
But you know
that's
what?
That's too much
but
alcohol
now,
or something like
now,
that.
Hold on. I wasn't done with the scenario because the question was when your girlfriend starts to say something, okay? So my girlfriend has now noticed what I've already known. And I feel like if it gets to the point where other people, outsiders should not, like we always say, outsiders don't need to know what the fuck goes on in your personal life. So now if it's to the point where my girlfriend has brought it to my attention that she noticed what I've already noticed, and I come to you and I'm like, baby, you know what? Yeah, you know, Tamika was over here when you were, you know what I'm saying, when she was here, you know, we got to talking, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you drinking too much. If it's to the point where my girlfriend notices, now I'm bringing it to you because it's the same thing. Outside people should not know what the fuck is going on with me and you.
Well, I mean, once again, you just proved my point. I mean, you just proved the point that I said. I mean, once again, your size, you giving hints, you being subtle. I mean, I'm not telling you grab me by my collar, grab me up by my throat, but nevertheless, come talk to me. That don't work because the simple fact is, evidently, I got a serious problem right now.
But of course, we ain't gonna come talk to you when you're drunk anyway, because you're not gonna be listening to anybody.
You know what? You're right. You're right. I mean, now if you catch me tomorrow morning and you tell me, look, Cass, you fucked up. You done went there three times. You got a problem. You know, I might be inclined to agree with you. But now,
well,
to be
honest, a lot of men don't. Is what I'm
saying. A lot of men don't.
A lot
okay,
of men
and,
don't.
And a lot you, of women they, and a lot of women don't know when. A lot of women don't say shit until it's too late.
But what I'm saying is, even if we say that, okay, now what if it keeps happening? Okay, what if we do say it?
All right,
what
now,
what if we do say it, and then it keeps happening.
And I just said it. I just said it. Evidently, I mean, if I'm telling you right now, if I'm going to the liquor store three times in a motherfucker within. Okay, what was the range of it again, liquor store? Three times in a night.
Before they fucking close.
Okay, let's just say from 7 to 7 to 12. If I didn't win 3 times from 7 to 12, I got a problem. I got a serious problem.
Okay. That's just the same as if, okay, when you're in an abusive relationship, okay, whoever's being the abuser, it don't matter, man or woman. You don't think that person is telling the other person, stop hitting me, we need to stop fighting, and stuff like that?
I mean, you know what?
When your friend get involved, it's because she didn't see the bruises on your face.
In some cases, not all. I'm sorry. You're not going to get me to believe that one. In some cases, yeah. Not all cases. Some cases, you just have a nosy-ass friend. I'm just saying. Now, okay, you know what? Let's just try to cipher this before we get to saying this, that, and other. Okay, we do know that there's women out there that have issues.
Yeah.
As far as like, okay, because I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say every woman's friend ain't shit. I'm not gonna say that. Some people do have friends who are genuinely concerned about them. I mean, male and female. But then you also have some that just really just like, I'm miserable, or my thing is this is what I had the biggest problem with when it comes to friends. Friends get jealous more than we ever even care to even think about. Friends get jealous to the point where, and what motherfucker is better to stir the pot than a motherfucker that's jealous? I mean, you got some people, like I said, you do got some genuine friends, but then you got some that just ain't shit. So it's like, you got a cipher, like, okay, here's my thing. Let's just say, for instance, liquor store, me and you, we're in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Father Time is one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
He come over and he says, you know, he see that I'm unhappy. Whatever the situation is. Now, if he tells me, as a friend, we all need people to vent to. I mean, and who else you gonna vent to but your motherfucking girl or your motherfucking homie? Now, if you vent to your girl if I vent to Father Time, you know, usually the answer that I would get out of him is, "Hey man, you got to do what's right for you." You know. That's probably the worst answer I get. But when you get a motherfucker that's like, "Girl, he ain't shit," or he like, "Man, fuck that bitch." See, that right there, when a motherfucker if a motherfucker sit there and tell you, "Man, fuck that bitch," man, he ain't even got no respect for your woman in the beginning. He ain't got no respect. He's not even, "Man, fuck that bitch, man. Go on, fuck, man. Do this, do that." This man has no respect. He ain't even, evidently, he don't like you. But what all in my life, what I've learned to believe is that when a motherfucker come like that, they got jealousy in their heart. Especially if this is a motherfucker that you love, and this motherfucker know you love him, and the first thing they say is "fuck that nigga" or "fuck that bitch," that either that man or that woman ain't got no respect for your significant other. So they're never gonna tell you anything good. Now, you do have some women that I do believe is like, "Okay, girl, I'm here for you. I'm gonna help you work through this." But it's hard to cipher the two to me. I'm gonna be real with you. It's hard to
That don't mean that same sincere girl ain't gonna say, "You know what? What you really need to do is just leave." That same friend might say,
"What if you're telling your friend you don't want to leave?" You want to work. You want to work it out.
That doesn't mean that her advice is not sound. Because maybe, I mean, shit, that's just like, okay, you can want something until you turn blue in the face. That don't mean you ever going to get it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but me personally.
I mean, I've been trying to work at it. We talking, we 12 years in now. And we've been working at it. I've been trying to come to you without creating a problem. I've been trying to, you know what I'm saying, do things the way they should be done. And we're not talking about that whatever percentage of people who do come fucking cross-eyed, sideways, whatever you want to call it. We're talking about I have calmly and you know what I'm saying, caught you at a sober moment and told you that you have a drinking problem. I have come to you at a moment where nobody was angry and told you, I think, you know, we have a problem. You need to stop hitting on me. I have come to you and told
Wait,
you.
Wait, hold on, calm down. Yell a little bit. No.
I was
okay,
just going
go
over all the different scenarios that we had just talked about.
I hear you. Sound like a preacher.
I got new headphones. I don't know how they work yet. Am I loud?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can turn it down. Like I said, I got new headphones. So, you know, I have done all that I was, quote, unquote, supposed to do. And the problem has not, okay, I'm going to say that it's gotten worse, but it still ain't got no better. So now my girlfriend, who's really sincere, and she's been there from the beginning to the end, she's seen me through the happy times and the not-so-happy times. You know what I'm saying? And she cool with you, too. You know what I'm saying? What if I got that one friend that'll come and tell you, you know what, Cass? I've been looking at liquor store, and you know what I'm saying? She just don't seem happy. What's going on? She tries out to you, too. Not being nosy, but really being that friend, that real, true life friend. And there are some out there.
Okay,
because you
know? I'm going to give you a true scenario. Because I did this. This is something that I did, because I'm just that type of person. I say what I'm going to say. People don't have to take your advice and things like that. They take it for what it is. But I had a friend who had four children. Actually, she had three kids and was pregnant. When I got back into her life and we, you know, started hanging back out again, and I would go pick her up, the guy she was with, which is the kid's father, he was on drugs, and, you know, house was filthy. I mean, it was just clothes scattered everywhere. You know, he was bringing his friends over there. They were getting smoking and, you know, smoking off the crack and shit all in the house with the kids there and stuff like that. And so I came to pick her up for church. That's all I did. I came to pick her up for church. He comes out, and evidently he was beating on her as well, you know, because she wouldn't even look up. She was the type of girl that she wouldn't look you in the face. She walked with her head down. And so she never looked at him in the face, which let me know she was afraid of him. So all I did was deal with, she asked if she wanted me to pick her and the kids up for church. I come pick up. So I come in. It's this horrible smell in their house. And I was just like, you know, I'll wait outside. I'll be outside. I'll just say, you know, I'm here. He comes busting out. Like, who the fuck are you? And what the fuck you taking him? I go off because I'm not her. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even me. I'm just like, I mean, and I don't know if from my actions it showed her that she didn't have to live like that. I don't know. But if she was to come to me, if she came to me, which she did, I told her I would help you get wherever you need to go if that's what you choose to do. But I wasn't sitting there like, that motherfucker, I would tell him I couldn't stand his motherfucking ass. That's because he came to me like that. You see what I'm saying? He didn't call me all type of bitches. He don't even know me. And all I was doing was coming to pick your family up for church. So sometimes, as friends, we get pulled in to situations.
Sometimes.
I was like,
hey, y'all, I'm back.
Be okay, Spear, that motherfucker. I just think that if it gets to a point, okay, like, you know what I'm saying, everything is all good, woo, 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 but if it gets to a point where outside people start coming to you, like, what if, you know what I'm saying, I didn't even come to you with, girl, I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. I didn't come to her, you know what I'm saying? I didn't go to my friend like that. The situation, it just came to a point where my girlfriend came to me and said, you know what, I remember you 2 years ago when you met that man, you were glowing. And now it's 2 years later, or, you know what I'm saying, 10 years later, or 5 years, or whatever, 5 years later, and that glow you used to have just ain't there no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I haven't went to this person and expressed verbally, never expressed verbally that I was unhappy. This person came to me and noticed.
Exactly.
And so now I'm bringing it to you. I'm like, baby, you know what? I was sitting here talking to Gloria today, and Gloria, you know, she said something. And I never said nothing to her. But she said something, and it made me think. You know, when we got together, it was this, that, and the other. And now I am noticing that I don't have that glow that I used to have. And can we... What happened?
Well, I mean, like I said, once again, I mean, we can agree to disagree, but my thing is this. You know yourself better than your friend. It took her to say something to you. If this is how you felt, you should have came to me before. If this is how you felt, come to me before. You know, my whole thing is, like, everybody waits till they get to a boiling point. And when you get to this boiling point, now you want to come to me and you want to say, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to do that no more. Stop waiting until you get to the boiling point. If I didn't got on your nerves about something, tell me. That pissed you off. Don't wait. You didn't wait. I mean, people get complacent. Men and women. We both get complacent. Well, you don't say nothing about when I do it. You ain't said nothing when I did it the last 10 times. Why are you getting mad when I did it the 11th time?
If people come to you, it ain't no boiling point. If people come to you and they're angry, they just got up the nerve to say it. That's
okay.
All that is. They just got up. They were already feeling like
okay,
they want
you
to
keep
leave.
Saying that. You keep saying they already at that point. Well, if you already at the point, say something. And see, this is where everybody falters at, because it's like, okay, whether, like I said, whether it's man or woman, I'm not just saying the women, because men do it too. You know, it's a lot of times where the men will come in and say, well, you know, like, you didn't came in the house, and the first thing you say is, what the fuck been got into him? Now he in the house waving and ranting like a lunatic. Well, he been with his boy been sitting there. Well, you know, and I mean, let's just say what you saying is right. Okay, it's been in your head the whole time. Now, as a woman now, you sitting there, this motherfucker walk in the house, bam, I mean, he goes in hard on you. You know what I'm saying? He tearing shit up, he pushing shit, he's getting physical. I mean, he's letting all his emotions display out. Now, if he tell you, and he say, well, hell, I've been feeling like this all along. I mean, you really going to look at him and be like, oh, okay. Or you going to be like, well, motherfucker, why you ain't say nothing in the beginning? Why take for father time to talk to you to come tell me this? Let's be real, people.
'Cause I got that effect on people.
I mean, but honestly, let's be real. I'm not saying, Janine, you brought up an accurate point. Motherfuckers do feel like that. But now, my point is, Let's talk about it before it gets too volatile. Let's talk about it when it's at the when it's starting to bug you. I mean, soon as it's starting to bug you, let's talk about it then. Because, I mean, we all do it. That's just like we let y'all get away with saying little shit. Saying little shit. And that, like, you like, okay, well, shit. I've been saying it. You ain't said nothing. You walk your ass away. Now all of a sudden you want to grab me. You want to put your hands on me. Not to say that we're right, but shit, we didn't got to that point. We didn't got to that breaking point now. And we all got it. We all got it. And if we in a relationship, you in a relationship with me, I'm in a relationship with you, shit, I think that the one part of that aspect is nobody respects each other's breaking point. You keep pushing, I keep pushing. Fuck it, you going to push me, I'm going to push you. Now, I mean, somebody going to break first. It's
you.
Can I
ask you a question?
What?
All right. Abusing relationships. You know, whoop my ass for whatever reason. The next day, you see the damage that you caused. Are you going to honestly sit there and tell me that I waited too long to talk to you about it when you see what you've done to me? Why do we have to, you know what I'm saying? How can you possibly say you waited till your girlfriend came in and mentioned it before you said something to me? You don't see what you did to me? You don't think that it's bothering you?
He can't answer that question. For some reason, he dropped off.
Oh.
Oh.
Y'all done
okay,
pissed,
well,
him, y'all done pissed
you,
the man off.
I
made him hang up.
I get your point, though, Liquor Store. It's like, you look at my face. I shouldn't have to say that I need an apology. You see what I'm saying?
I didn't even hear the question. I'm sorry. phone's fucking up.
All right, so it's the day after, and I got a black eye. You wake up, I wake up, you see my black eye. You really come to me and say, why you wait till your girlfriend said something? Like, you didn't see what you did to me, and you thought I was okay with that? I got a black eye. I got to come to you and say, baby,
okay,
I think you should
stop hitting
me.
If I hit you, I was wrong. I mean, the bottom line is that any man hitting a woman is wrong. We know that. We know that. But now, and I know this is going to sound fucked up, but, I mean, I'm just going to be honest. And, I mean, shit, the hell, this is what we do on this show, this is what we do. I mean, you know you got a, if you know you got an abusive boyfriend, I'm not trying to say that this it justifies it, but, I mean, okay, not even say he's an abusive guy, but why do women want to take a person to that breaking point? That's just like if a motherfucker, like, leave me alone. See, this is the first thing that comes out of a motherfucker's mouth. Well, if you feel like you got to hit me, you need to leave the situation. Go out the house. Do this, do that. But now if a motherfucker try to do it and you jump in his face, what you think going to happen?
That is so true. That is so true.
Now, we talked about that before you came on, and we said, we agree that, you know, a lot of women do cause a lot of the fights. You know what I'm saying? To start. We're not saying that they don't have no fault. You know what I'm saying? When fights do start. I mean, we definitely agree that, you know, a lot of the times, they can prevent it from happening, but there are some cases. There are just, you know, men and women, you know, that have those anger problems, and just, you know, even if the woman don't say nothing,
and you're right, because I mean, I grew up in that. I grew up in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. I grew up in that. I seen that every day. I seen abuse. I mean, I seen domestic violence. I seen it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't every day, it was damn near every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen, I mean, I'll be honest. Like I said, I've seen situations where my mother didn't say a word. And she got hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen that. So, you know, it's like, growing up is like you either gonna mimic it or you gonna be totally against it.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna break the cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, in my mind state, I'm not, like I said, this Sin City, we're gonna keep it real. I'm not gonna say that I've always walked away. You know what I'm saying? No, I've never balled my fist up and ever hit a woman. I've never done that. But now, I'm not gonna sit there and say that out of anger, I didn't lash out or that I didn't smack her or something like that. I'm not gonna sit here and say I didn't. I have done that. Am I proud of it? No. Am I ashamed of it? Yes, because there's no way, shape, form, or fashion that she could have beat you. I mean, I could have had one arm tied behind my back and still beat her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now with this new concept that the women have, okay, this think like a man. This is another thing that brings me to that think like a man shit. You want to think like a man? Well, shit, motherfucker. No, you can't. And I mean, we've said this, and I mean, the average man can beat the average woman any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just call it what it is. I mean, unless you Ronda Rousey, that's it. You're not
catches ass totally off guard with.
Okay, you okay? You know what?
Brass knuckles on.
Okay, really? I mean,
I said unless I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying unless she goes to the extreme. So
okay, and even
you.
When you going to the extreme, if you swing and you miss, what the fuck you think gonna happen? Or
right.
You hit me and you don't knock me out. What you think finna happen? Okay, you bruise me.
You drugged up.
No, hold on, man. Hold on, hold on, dog. Hold on for a second. First of all, if you hit me and you knock me out, you really need to be worried.
Because
when I wake up, I guarantee you, you will not ever be able to tell the motherfucker you knocked me out.
I'm
dead serious.
And I agree, but at the same time, it's like, that's just like, okay, I just say fancy. Motherfucker be like, bitch, fuck you. Alright. Now, if I never said bitch, fuck you, and you turn around like, man, nigga, fuck you or bitch, fuck you. I mean, it's like you're trying to, okay, that's some shit that a man say when he want to fight another man. You's a bitch. I mean, because me personally, if I call a man a bitch, I'm trying to.
You better be ready. You better be ready.
I'm trying to provoke a fight. If I'm like, man, you a bitch. I'm saying this in a sense because I want to fight you. I'm saying that in a sense. I want to fight you. I'm provoking you to fight.
You're going to get your wish.
And if you call me one, you're going to get your wish too. But, I mean, it's like women. And see, here's the first thing that a woman say. I ain't put my hands on you. I can say what I want as long as I don't put my hands on you. Really? Come on now. I just get tired of this shit. You can say what you want to me. I mean, for every action is a reaction. Just because you didn't want the reaction that happened, you should have thought about it.
You're absolutely right. When you're talking about, okay, I'm just going to take it there. You know, y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? Legally, I can say what the fuck I want to say to you.
Okay.
And you still don't have a right to put your hands on me.
All right, well, keep saying what the fuck you want to say. See what happens. Legally.
So, but then when I call them boys on your ass and they take you away and they ask me what happened, and I say all I said was he was a bitch. But I ain't touch him. I put my hands on him.
Okay,
they're gonna take
you
away,
what?
Not me. They're not gonna
you
take
know what?
Me away.
I gotta play devil's advocate here.
They're gonna take you away for reacting.
Okay,
I gotta play devil's advocate.
Wait a minute, let me just say this one thing. That's why so many women dead now, and that's not a good thing to say. But no, it's the truth. That's why women are dead now. I'm not trying to say like this is what you get. This is what you get. But that's the reason. attitudes like that. Oh, you hit, man, a motherfucker can lose his mind. And you motherfuckers thinking that this shit, oh, well, if you do this, stop. I mean, when you, I'm not saying you per se, but when you sitting there like, I'm going to provoke him, oh, you do this, you do that, motherfuckers lose their fucking minds. I mean, I just don't think that's a game people should play with each other. I just don't.
Well, I did just call. I had one relationship where I called him a bitch, and it didn't start off like that. And you know what? I was quiet. I was respectful. Yeah, I acted a little crazy, just like I do now. You know what I'm saying? But I never called him out his name until he started fighting me first. You know what I'm saying? It was like it should never have even gotten to that because I was always the type of person, I know how to resolve conflict. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to push you that far. That's just how I've always been. I'm not going to push you that far. And I've always been a quiet type person. Anyway, don't like people in my business, all type of stuff, whatever's going on between us is between us type of shit. But he had that jealous heart. And he took his anger out on me. So what happened is people change after things like that. So now it's like I have to defend myself. So I know I can't beat him. I know I couldn't beat him. But after so many fights, hell, I started getting strong enough where I can handle it. I can handle him. So after then, I did start like, bitch, come on. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? It was when I did that, stop fighting. And I mean that it, this shit was crazy. It was like okay. I had to get as crazy as him, calling out his name like he was doing me in order for him to even stop.
All right, I understand that aspect of it. But what about the motherfuckers that don't do all that and you still want to run your mouth? What about the motherfuckers that ain't calling you bitches? Or ain't calling you this, or when the argument gets that far, the motherfucker tell you, hey, man, just leave me alone. Just go on about your business. And you still all in this motherfucker face, jumping up, yelling, screaming, spitting, and all that shit. Then what? Then the first thing you going to say legally, I can say what the fuck I want to say. Okay, I'm going to show you what legally going to get you.
You don't. I've been in a situation where, you know what? No,
man. I mean, I'm just saying. A lot of people. I mean, I know you saying it as a joke. I know you saying it as a joke, but a lot of people do feel like that. Like, and I'm just saying. And it's a sad case because, like I said, some people can't take it. Some people can't walk away. And it's like you keep going at this person, going at this person, going at this person. I think everybody has a breaking point, whether you male or female. And, I mean, it's like, that's just like if I keep, like you said, Janine, just like you just said, motherfucker keep punching you, you're going to, like you said, I'm getting immune to your punches. I know what to take. I can take that now, you know. Yeah. But now can you take me punching your ass back?
Exactly.
Okay, but it goes, and all I'm saying is it goes both ways.
Yeah, that's true.
It goes both ways.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't care how much weight you lift. I don't care how much weight you lift. I don't care how stronger you get. It ain't going to happen.
No, I
just
didn't say I could beat him. I said I could handle it better. I could handle myself.
Handle swinging
learned,
on him or
learned,
him swinging
learned,
on you?
No, both. I mean, I wasn't just sitting there taking it. It's just like, if I just sat there and take it, it don't make a difference, so I might as well fight back. But it took me acting as crazy as he did, because when you try to be calm and try to resolve it, you know, and not try to, you know, make it get any worse and stuff like that, that don't help all the time. Everybody not the same. I mean, I could just be sitting there. I was pregnant. How could I look like a threat? and not 6 months. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, it's just some people just, they, I don't know. You have to do what you have to do sometimes, and it's just fucked up.
Okay, but I mean, that go once again, all I'm saying is that goes both ways.
Oh, sorry, y'all, that's me. I'm babysitting, hold on.
That's all I'm saying. It goes both ways. We all can say that, okay. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, we joke and we jive and we play, but, you know, hitting a woman is wrong. I'll be the first to admit that. Hitting a woman is wrong. But, you know, I mean, all I'm saying is that if we get to that point, and if I tell you, man, you about to make me do something to you, leave me alone.
I mean, I agree. I agree. I don't disagree with that. But I'm going to give you, like, a situation. We dated other couples, you know, went out all as a couple, you know, with other couples. And one was his friend and his friend girlfriend, and then me and him. And I think I was like 4 months pregnant at the time. And you know how, you know, we were at dinner or whatever. Then we went back to his friend's house and we was playing cards or whatever. You know how you just make a joke? Nobody was upset with nobody. You know what I'm saying? We were all just having a good time, and I made a joke. You know, we all laughed. He took it personal. Nobody was mad about nothing. So he gets up. He flips the table over. Okay? Flips the table over and was like, get your shit, let's go. Like, I said something wrong, but we were all just joking. You know what I mean?
What did you say? I want to know what you said to make him flip out.
I'm trying to even remember what it was. It was just a joke. And we were all talking. I can't even remember exactly what it was. So I get my stuff. I don't say anything else because now I see him being mad, right? Okay? So I come out to the car. His friend telling him, calm down, dude, calm. You know, it's all right. We was all just joking and everything. He gets mad. He gets in the car. I go to open the car. He pulls off. I fall. We in Minnesota. It's snow outside. It was slippery. He pulls off. I fall flat down the fucking driveway. Okay? I'm still not upset. This is the type of temperament that I used to have. You see what I'm saying? So his friend and his friend's girlfriend had to take me home. He left me. His friend came to me, you all right, whatever. He takes me home. I get there. Now he's pissed that his friend brought me home. Okay? Hit me in my head where my head was, like, hitting the wall. You know how you, like, keep pushing somebody's head and their head hit the wall?
Mm-hmm.
My voice going out. I still didn't fight that motherfucker back. I still didn't say nothing to him. I just sat there. When you take shit like that over and over and over again, okay, people change. And all I'm saying is it don't take other people to tell you you should leave. You already, in my mind, I'm already saying I want to go. But it be situations, sometimes you in a situation, I was pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I said my voice is going out.
I mean, and I understand.
I'm all emotional.
My voice is, no, I'm saying my voice is going out. I don't know why my voice is going out. But, I mean, and people stay for different reasons, whatever. But it's never, I don't know why people think that we ain't thinking that in our head already. We already be wanting to go.
All right, okay, and here's the thing. This is what I keep trying to, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying about if you want to go. If you want to go, then, I mean, talk to
why
him.
Why would I tell somebody that's violent and already don't want to go anyway?
All right, I understand that. I understand that. You got a point with that. What about, okay, let's talk about the people that's not violent. Let's talk about the people that's not violent. Okay, that's just like, I'm not a violent person. I would tell you leave me, I will cuss at you. I will tell you leave me the fuck alone. But I'm not going to just randomly, because I got a bad day, having a bad day, I'm not going to walk up and hit you. So, I mean, it's like, the nature of what y'all saying is, I understand. The abusive motherfucker, the motherfucker that's putting his hands on you, I understand that. What about the everyday motherfucker that's not doing all that?
You got to be doing something if the person want to leave. You got to be something there.
Okay, maybe it's just something that maybe they just not clicking. But everything, that's what I'm saying. Okay, you got a motherfucker that, if you tell the motherfucker, this, that, the other, same scenario. This motherfucker ain't put his hands on you. This motherfucker ain't hit you. He ain't called you no bitches, no hoes, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why you can't talk to that guy?
I don't know. Ladies?
I don't see a situation where...
No, because I'm saying, okay, I hear what y'all keep saying, and everything keeps ending with abuse. Okay, he's physically abusing me. He's verbally abusing me. He's drinking. He's doing this. What about the average everyday guy? He's not coming in drunk, beating on you. He's not drinking to the point where he passes out or he blacks out. He's not coming in because he had a bad day and putting his hands on you. He's not calling you bitches or hoes or all that shit. But then here's a scenario where you saying, well, okay, I don't want to be there, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that, and he still, it comes up once the friend interjects herself or himself. So, I mean, why we can't talk to them people?
I don't know, bro.
That's all I'm
but
saying.
I think
like,
go ahead. I think most people think it's, in those type of situations, most people think the grass is green on the other side. So, I'm just going to leave even though he ain't beating me or he don't cuss me out or nothing. You know what I mean? She see, Joe across the street who keep his grass cut all the time. Fuck around and hook up with Joe and then be getting your ass beat. Then you calling me. I ain't got no love
That's
for
what
you
I'm
now.
Saying.
You left me.
That's what I'm saying. So what is she leaving for? Is it because she has someone else? She just don't want to be.
I don't know. You know what? Let's leave Joe out of it. Let's just say whatever reason you want to leave. Let's not use infidelity. Let's just say you ain't happy with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, he don't hit you. He don't cuss you out. He don't do none of that stuff. Because, the whole night I've been hearing, that's all I've been hearing, is this motherfucker done did this, this motherfucker did that. I will tell y'all this. The motherfuckers that y'all described, they got their just deserves. If you turned around and you hit that motherfucker back, he had his just deserves. If he sat there and pulled off and hurt, he could have. Did you say you was pregnant at the time?
Yeah.
He could have did something terrible to your child. For you leaving him, he got his just deserves.
Was it his baby?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He was completely wrong for that shit.
Exactly. He got his just deserves. Look, so if a motherfucker then sat there And I mean, if he's calling it, I mean, like I said, I mean, I don't know if you were saying a what if scenario or if that was your scenario, but if it was, and I'm not saying you ain't even got to say yeah and nay, but if this motherfucker drinking like that, yeah, he got a problem. And if you feel like you got to get away from him, then by all means, I can understand that.
But you know what? You know, all I've been hearing is he this, he that. A lot of times, it's the women. It ain't just
but
the men.
But I said in the very beginning, a lot of times women don't tell. They don't tell they side, you know, what they did to provoke the situation. And I said that a lot of times a woman don't tell you what she did to get what happened. You know. But there are those few cases where motherfucker don't necessarily have to do nothing.
Okay, and there's a few cases where the women doing all the shit. So, I mean, y'all
yeah,
that is true.
I don't disagree with that. I agree with that.
I mean, everybody trying to put it off like, well, yeah, it's a few cases. It's more cases than a few. It ain't just a few cases. It's a lot of fucking cases. It's a lot of fucking cases where a woman sit there and get into a belligerent rage or thinking that, okay, I seen something, and I think I brought this up before. I seen one of those little memes where the man, he got a pickaxe, and he's breaking through these bricks. But the more bricks he breaks, the girl is behind him steady building up more walls. I mean, come on. If you're going to keep building these walls, at some point in time, I'm going to stop breaking bricks.
I agree with you completely.
Well, you know what? This is my thing, man. Now, I'm not a violent person. I've never been a violent person. I would only try to, if you try to hurt me, then I'll try to hurt you back. Mm-hmm. But there is times where you can push a motherfucker and push and push and push, and you bring that shit out of a motherfucker, especially when a motherfucker tell you, just leave me alone. Just walk away. I don't got nothing else to say. Just leave me alone. And you keep going and keep going and keep going. My daughter's mother was, she was great at that shit. Now, I think that was her talent. That was one of her talents. She was great at keeping shit going. Just going and going and going. I'm like, just leave me alone. You know what I mean? You try to walk out, then motherfucking police. You know what I mean? And then I got to leave my motherfucking house. I got to leave the house. Not her. She started it. Started it all. And then call the police, and the motherfuckers make me leave. It's my house. My name ain't even on this shit. But I got to leave.
Okay.
See, that's that bullshit, man. Women got that. They get that power. They dial 911. And I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a fuck how it happened. When the motherfuckers show up, it's always on the motherfucking dude, no matter what happened. No matter how it happened, it doesn't matter. The first thing they do is go for the fucking dude.
Each and every time.
And all I said was, leave me alone. If she would have left me alone, the shit would never escalate. But nope. Got to keep the shit going. And now I'm the one that's got to leave. Handcuffed.
And,
fuck
but
that
see,
shit.
And like I said, you was being funny. I mean, you cracked the joke, but that's the way a lot of women think. Legally,
I agree with you.
I ain't did, but you know what? I mean, that's why I say I'm not, when I said it, I wasn't saying it to be like nah, 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 but that's the reason a lot of these women are dead.
I'm not
going to
agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna kill
it's
nobody.
A lot of situations
that you don't hear. You're not, but you know what, dog? You're a motherfucker in a rage, and a motherfucker, that one punch that he just threw, just, oh, God damn it, leave me alone. Might have hit her in the temple. Now you like, God, I didn't kill her.
The next one know to shut her damn mouth. Girl, you better check my motherfucking record. Don't, when I say leave me alone, I mean leave me alone. I just did 5 years for this shit.
That's if you get out of prison.
That's only you. You can get about 5 to 7. You get 5 to 7. It's involuntary
manslaughter. I mean, you do get a little 5 years and you come back home.
That's right. But you know what, though? I'm going to let her know. Look, I'd have been locked up because the motherfucking woman kept pushing me and pushing me. I'm just letting you know up front. So don't push me. If I say leave me alone, that's what I mean. You know, how come women can't understand that? Leave me alone means leave me alone before something happens.
I
shouldn't have to say that before something happens part.
100%. I promise you, I got documentation of where the opposite, where it's a motherfucking man. I'm like, that's some bitch shit. You acting like a straight up fucking chick. You know what I'm saying? I keep asking you, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
But you know what? You can't say that to me though. You can't tell me. You can't tell me that you doing some bitch shit. I'm not gonna take that right.
But I don't give a fuck how you take it, because that's what you're doing. If you,
That's the problem right there. You see, it's like y'all want us to accept and everything, but then the first thing to come out your mouth is, I don't give a fuck how you take it. But I'm supposed to take the shit that you say and what you
but
do.
But I'm not saying
that. I'm supposed
nothing.
To take it in
All
the stride.
All I'm saying is leave me alone. That's what you're not understanding. There are situations where men act like
everything.
Women.
Okay,
I'm talking about this is personal now, what I'm talking about right now. I'm not saying a word to you, nothing. I leave you to do what you
whoa,
do.
Hold on. Let me still hold on for a second. Now, Janine, did you just hear what you just said?
Yeah.
Now, about an hour and 15 minutes ago, I thought I said the same thing, and what did she tell me?
That I wasn't going to go there, but see, now the situation
uh-huh.
has evolved to where I'm not giving you
No, I'm just
details.
Fucking with you.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm with you. We having fun. And I'm just saying there are situations and cases, and this is what the world don't hear about, where there are men in the world who act like that. And I'm the first thing that come out of my mouth is
I agree
not
with you
a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if you steadily coming at me and I heard your point. I see where you're going. Okay, just leave me alone.
Can I ask you women something? Have either one of y'all ever pushed a person? Y'all ever have a person ever told y'all to, okay, cool out, stop, leave me alone, and you just kept going?
Yes, don't lie.
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
There's
no
time in life where I've ever done that. I'm not going to tell you I've never done that in my life. I'm talking about.
Every woman has.
Every woman has done that.
Have you done
it more
than once? I get your point.
Yeah.
Look at Stella.
Have you done it more than once?
A serious situation. Yeah.
Okay. The defense rest.
Ain't no defense rest.
Look at
Stella.
Look at
Stella.
Look
at Stella. Look at Stella.
I'm not saying that men don't.
It goes both ways.
I've been saying it goes both ways, but y'all keep trying to put it off like, okay, if I this, that, and other. When a woman do it, I mean, it's supposed to be, legally, I can say what the fuck I want to say. You know what I'm saying?
I never said I agree with that. I never said that.
But, I mean, technically that is true, because a man can say whatever he want to say, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That goes both ways. You
I'm
can say whatever you
want to
say,
ways.
But you shouldn't say what you want to say.
Exactly. In every situation that y'all just talked about, all I'm saying is it goes both ways. I agree, but I just feel
but
like
you know
it
what?
Goes both ways.
When it do go both ways, even though it does go both ways, that still don't give you the right
you're
to
right.
just say whatever the fuck you want to say. You know what I mean?
And
plus, you got to think about who you saying it to.
I feel the same way that you just said about parent-child relationships. Just because you are in the position to say whatever you want to say to your child, I don't feel like you should. So, I mean, I agree with that 1,000%, especially in relationships. You shouldn't just say it because the thought occurred to you and you just let that shit come out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because live by what you say, die by what you say. You know what I'm saying? If you don't put yourself in a position, then you get what the fuck you deserve for putting yourself in a position that you couldn't handle. So I agree with that shit 100%. I'm just saying that on the flip side, there are that 1% of cases where it's not the woman doing all the nagging and bitching and moaning and irritating and all that. Sometimes the motherfuckers
I agree with you on
they
that.
Feel like they can.
Because if you ask my wife, I'm always a motherfucker that's nagging and bitching and moaning. I don't think so, but you know what I'm saying? She may see it, you know, she see it differently. I see it me making a point.
I can ask.
That's
see
all
that
I'm
point.
Saying.
I can ask.
Well, I'm just
that.
Saying. I look at it like this, man. When you get involved with somebody, I think you got to be who you are. You know what I'm saying? And then that person has to decide if they can deal with your ass. Good or, you know, the good shit and the bad shit.
Exactly.
I got some fucked up ways to me. I got
here's
some fucked up
thing.
Ways.
Here's my thing about that. Okay. If you see a person dealing with your bad, because you're dealing with it, shouldn't you try to put forth a better effort to try to do, write that bad? I mean, because if you see this motherfucker putting up with your bad, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and you just like, fuck it. Well, you put up with my bad, fuck it. I'm going to keep doing bad.
Right now, we're talking about extreme cases. All right, let's lighten it a little bit. Let's just talk about communication. What if that's the problem within the relationship? I don't feel like you talk to me. I feel like when you talk at me, you don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Let's lighten it. It ain't got to be
God,
so
I
much.
I hear that all the time.
A motherfucker beating on you or something like that. Let's just say, you know, I would like to sit down and talk more often. And you, your everyday is work is fine, what's for dinner, the game is on. You know,
but you know what, though? If you fuck with somebody, if they were like that in the beginning, when you first met them, like me, I'm not a talker. I don't talk. I'm quiet. I'm one of those quiet motherfuckers. I don't talk. But if you knew I was like that, how the fuck can you complain about it 10 years later? You knew I didn't like to talk. I'm antisocial. I prefer to stay at the crib.
You done went back
you
extreme.
Go out.
Okay. Now, okay. Well, now we only 1 year. We only 6 months into the damn relationship. Okay. We ain't even made it that far.
Okay.
Okay. And this is something that I noticed early on. Okay. I noticed that, you know, you're really not into the whole emotional communication thing. Okay. But it's something that attracted you to me enough to say, okay, I want to be with you. So how come
didn't talk so
now,
much?
And you was wearing them long boots that night. I love them boots, boy. I love a woman in boots.
I don't care what relationship you're in. Everybody wants the other person to give or to make some type of change.
Yep. Now, you know the races that don't work?
Only thing you will hope for that, you know, whatever they tell you is for the better. And if you don't feel that way, then that's fucked up.
But see, I think that's more on a woman because a woman goes into a relationship. She see all the little bullshit a motherfucker do. She see all that shit in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And y'all
her first motherfucking thing is, I could change
him.
I could change him. I could stop him from doing that.
But y'all don't see none of the shit we do.
Men don't go in a relationship trying to change the woman. We don't. Because most men, I'm not saying all
men. No, men go into a relationship wanting the woman to shut the fuck up. That's all y'all want us to do is shut up.
Only when you talk too damn much.
I mean, if you talk through that, no, that's
not
true. I mean, because a man can sit there and have the greatest conversation. But when you sitting there constantly, I mean, fuck this. Before we get out of here, we going to keep this shit real. If you keep coming to me talking about what the fuck, you used to be like this, you used to be like that. Am I telling you what the fuck you used to be like? Because you used to be like this, and you used to be like that. You know what I'm saying? So before you, my thing is this. Before you get to point your motherfucking finger at me, look in that goddamn mirror and point your finger then and find out where the fuck you went wrong at.
Okay,
that's
now
all
we
saying.
Both just, okay, we got there. Now how do we fix it? Okay,
That's the problem. See, when you don't think you ever do no wrong, that's when your problem come in. I didn't say you per se. I'm just saying
I'm not
women
talking
is
about
women.
Me per se. I am too. I'm just saying. So now we got it out. We got it out in the open that both of us done some fucked up shit. You done said some shit, I done said some shit, you done did some shit, I done did some shit. We both been wrong in a lot of situations. But I love you, and I want to be with you. So now how do we fix
I'm going to tell you how we fix it. This is how we fix it. We get some duct tape, press your lips together. That's how we fix it.
Right.
All I gotta do is physically be there. If I couldn't say a word, if I was fucking mute and I could not talk, but I could understand, and I was in a relationship, that'd be the longest lasting relationship the world has ever known.
Probably.
A woman that can't talk? Hell yeah. Yep. I never leave her.
Ever.
Never leave. We're gonna die together.
You know what that motherfucker would. That motherfucker would do sign language to get on your nerves. You just be waking up, she in front of you, just throwing her hands up. But you stop moving your goddamn hands.
That's gonna irritate you.
I can't even
hear too much air. Or too much air flowing in your face from her sign language.
Goddamn right. your brother is shit. Yeah, put something in my damn eye.
Y'all ain't working. And so that just proves my point that, you know what I'm saying, all y'all want us to do is be there, do our part, and shut up. That's what the fuck y'all want.
But that's all you want.
Hold on. We like when your mouth's open.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I said shut up. I didn't say suck dick. That's two different things.
I agree with you. I think if you just be quiet every once in a while, we'd be all right.
Now, not every once in a while. If your woman never said another motherfucking word, you'd be fucking content with that.
I'll be concerned. What the fuck is she playing?
Yeah, because she might as well not even be there then. She's playing something.
Whatever you like. If that's all we said, motherfuckers will never leave us. It'll never be a problem. Whatever you like.
My phone is jacked, but I think we had somebody calling in. Now, we had somebody, well, maybe we did. I don't know.
Whatever you like.
Well, I mean, shit, if you mean that, then we be good.
Whatever you like.
I would like for you to shut the fuck up. Then see how that works.
Whatever you like.
Yeah. See, every once in a while, anyway. You ain't got to keep talking all the time.
All the time.
It's okay to be quiet.
Right, shit. Quiet is good. Mm-hmm. Give us a chance to think. I mean, if you don't give me a chance to think about what the fuck I'm doing, then you're going to constantly. I'm sitting there, was I right or wrong? You know what? And another motherfucking thing, I wasn't wrong. Fuck this bitch. You know, that's you constantly, damn. Shut up.
Everybody's not like that.
See it.
Well, all right, y'all. We're right up on our time limit today. So we're going to go ahead and end this madness. We're doing the same thing tomorrow night.
Before we get up out of here, man, we got to let everybody know my girl Della, she was on the show last week. She got a show coming July 11th at the Link Bar. You know, I mean, her, Mr. Body, they were on the show last week. So anybody that want to, I'm not really sure. I don't want to say, I'm not really sure that where to get the tickets at, but I'll make sure I have all the information tomorrow. So you know what? Check out that show, because if you and Gary at the Link Bar, July 11th, that show going to be hot. I mean, I'm pretty sure all the women are going to want to go. Me, personally, I don't know. I'm going to go sit with Della. But everybody check that show out, the Link Bar. I have all the information for you tomorrow. All right, dog, go ahead.
All right, Janine, you got any last words?
I'm allowed to talk.
Just this once.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. And the goddamn show. That's the fuck I'm talking about. Then the motherfucker want to know why the motherfucker raised his voice.
Y'all told us to be quiet.
Shut up.
Y'all need to make up y'all mad over what y'all want.
You know what? You wasted your 30 seconds now. You know, you wasted like 15 of your 30 seconds. You only got 15 seconds left. You better get it out quick.
Good show. See y'all or talk to y'all tomorrow.
Deuces. Look at yourself. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow night. Y'all asses is sick.
27, 28, 29, 30. All right, dog. What you got, man?
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
Everybody for calling in. Everybody listening to the internet, y'all know how we do it. Sin City Radio.
Alright, same time tomorrow night, knuckleheads. Peace, love, and head grease. We is out.
Peace.